So did you have any sort of ritual to create a snow day?
If so, it worked.
I was going to say, it worked, especially for last night. I remember back in the day, I was never involved in this, but like there were rumors that like kids would go over to the superintendent's house and toss ice cubes on his front porch.
Oh, wow.
So like the thought being obviously opening up the front porch to decide whether or not we were going to shut down the school district.
Seeing ice. Oh, we should close down school. That looks dangerous.
Yep. Don't know. Like if there was a... If it worked one time, if it just so happened that we had a school closing and someone had thrown ice on there, it was like, it works, guys, it works.
And people ran with it.
Yeah. But for my niece called my daughter, my younger daughter, and was like, hey, need some tips quick. Because this was last night.
Also coordinate efforts.
Coordinate efforts.
Probably going to be more
effective. We need to go in this as a team. So it was flushing ice cubes. It was wearing the pajamas on backwards. And it was putting a spoon underneath your pillow. Don't know what the spoon under the pillow represents, but that was the thing. And look, lo and behold, wake up the not even had to wake up the next morning and there was no snow day. They called it last night. So
yes, so you know you could turn off the alarm and sleep in like a little cherub.
Hunter said, my kids did a snow dance, slept with a spoon under their pillows, check.
Oh.
Flushed the ice and slept with their pajamas on inside out.
Ooh, inside out.
Interesting.
Nice touch.
Yeah, Denise also corroborates the spoon under the pillow, flushing of the ice, and the sleeping with the jammies inside out, but also said, as an art teacher, I kind of love this one, they put a white crayon in the freezer.
Oh, all right. That's next level. I see the logic. Snow is white.
Right.
And then you want to make it cold.
Yeah.
I get it.
Jessica flushing the ice, PJs inside out and backwards. Yep, that seemed to work.
Is there any explanation anywhere on the internet to explain why these rituals are supposed to work? Because I'm confused about some. Some of them seem to make more sense than others.
What do you mean supposed to work? They did.
Oh, okay. You're right. But just tell me why. I need to know like the science behind it.
Ashley said, us educators all do a snow dance.
Oh, that's great.
And I've worn my snowflake headband twice, and it snowed both times. Coincidence? Oh, I think not.
Wow. So we can really thank the teachers.
Yeah, the teachers, too.
Yeah.
Like Lisa said, I teach elementary PE. Each class that came into the gym for class yesterday, we did a goofy snow dance. It was great seeing their dances, and it looks like it worked.
Oh, great. Okay, so the dance, there's no specific, like, choreography to learn. It's really open to interpretation. You make up your own moves, and it still works.
I guess so.
As long as you're in your mind, you know this is a snow dance.
I was going to say, as long as the intentions are that it's for to cancel school, I would imagine the school canceling gods understand that, and they're like, yep, we see you, and we appreciate you.
Okay. All right, makes sense. Well, again, job well done because success.
Sarah said, 3 years ago, I gifted my husband's grandmother's snowman collection. So last year was my first year putting it out. We got an extra week of winter break. This year, added even more snowmen to the collection, and we are already on our second NTI day.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah, you remember last year when... winter break got extended by a week because of the wild weather. So that,
I feel like the wild weather is hitting us sooner than normal.
I guess it is December. So,
well, yeah, but typically I don't feel like we have significant snowfalls until maybe January.
Yeah. We got a text from a listener who was like, man, I grew up in Ohio right there on Lake Erie and they had snow plows on the front of school buses. Yeah. Never had a snow day. Well, you know,
whatever. They're prepared. It happens more often there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was Northern Indiana.
Sarah said, you have to buy vodka to get a snow day. All right. I guess that makes sense. Sure.
Dang.
Hey, well, whatever you did, it seemed to work. All right.
Yes. And no kids that the teachers are right there with you. They're wanting the same thing, which I think is great to have you all united that way.
And now you can eat those breads and sip those soups and
just get all fat and sassy.
Yes.